The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, founded in Omaha in 1875, the mission of Heartland Family Service is to strengthen individuals, families, and communities through advocacy, education, counseling, and support services. And here to talk about what that really means, the Chief Development Officer at Heartland Family Service, it's Teresa Cassaday. Teresa, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me on this morning. It's a pleasure.
What exactly are the services that you provide or the direction that you help people move towards in order to improve their lives?
So our services are pretty full spectrum. We have a geographic and a programmatic footprint in Nebraska and in Iowa. And the areas of focus for Heartland Family Service are mental health, substance use support. We have housing services. And we also have survivor support for those who find themselves victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, or even human trafficking. We help people get out of those situations. We wrap around with the care services that we provide, and we help the whole community, whether it's mental health or it's survivors or people who have substance use issues. Heartland Family Service is really, truly there for all human services.
How large is your organization in order to be able to cover all of those different needs?
Yeah, so we're quite large. We have 20 locations, 450 staff. We will provide services regardless of somebody's ability to pay, and oftentimes that isn't reimbursed by Medicaid or these government grants, but we are doing what's right by people and helping them in spite of those gaps.
Sure.
That's where the community comes in, because it's very important that we all recognize we have a responsibility to help the people who may need the most lifting up.
There are many ways to help. In fact, the website is heartlandfamilieservice.org, and people can volunteer, you can donate, but you can also have a bunch of fun while you're helping to raise funds in order to provide these services to people who can make good use of them. And in fact, on Friday, July 17th, it is the Strike Accord Gala event. Can you talk about this?
Strike Accord is an event that's been happening on the Iowa side of our footprint for, I think they're going on 20-something years. So this, you know, traditional event, which has long had dueling pianos, and dueling pianos is kind of a musical comedy extravaganza. These two gentlemen, Brian Eckelberry and Manuel Del Torre, will play against each other, take requests, entertain the crowd. I've heard that it is really quite the spectacle. The event will take place at PACE. PACE is the Haas Family Cultural and Arts Center in Council Bluffs, but that's a short drive to take for such a great cause and a fun-filled evening.
And it is a full evening, a 5 o'clock, a cocktails and a silent auction begin, 6:30,
yeah.
There's a dinner, and then the entertainment. And if you have not seen a Dueling Pianos presentation before, you are in for a huge treat. It is comedy through music, and oh, you're singing along and laughing and having a grand old time. It is quite the impressive night of entertainment. All for a great cause. The proceeds will support mental health services in Council Bluffs and surrounding communities in Iowa. A real chance for us to help our neighbors right across the river, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what we know, because we see this both statistically and in front of our very eyes, is that the mental health needs of our communities is on the rise. and the services that we provide become more critical every day. So it's important that we all recognize what's happening, and it's nice that people are willing to step up and do something for an organization like ours. And this way you can have fun and do it at the same time. HeartlandFamilyService.org. There are still tickets available. It will be a night to remember, and you'll feel good knowing that you're helping this great cause.
And again, it's Friday, July 17th. You can go to HeartlandFamilyService.org and get information on tickets and the like. She is the Chief Development Officer at Heartland Family Service. Her name is Teresa Cassaday. Teresa, thank you so much for the hard work you're doing and for the wonderful entertainment your organization is going to provide.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and thank you for getting the word out.